Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's in a good mood for this. Good evening and welcome to Eerie House Oldie Timey Radio. I am Dale Kay of Spook Show and formerly the Creepy Castle. There, I said it. Here along with...
Dave Bingley from We're Just a Really Bad Movie and formerly and still of Spaceship One. And we're here with...
ourselves.
Just each other, yeah.
Yeah, it's just me and Dave for the nonce. We do know Gar is not going to make it. He's not feeling well. And brother, get well soon so we can get you back in here yucking it up with us. And CW, never know. She could pop in any time. Good old Bob in the chat and more to come, I'm sure. And others, we know you're listening. We just can't see you.
Yep.
Tonight, if it sounds like my head's in the clouds, they are, because we got stories about clouds tonight.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little cloudy myself. Yeah. But we have two rare shows tonight. One because it never made network, and the other one just because, for whatever reason, maybe because we were hitting 1953 and 54, they just... which is odd. You had Peter Lorre on the radio in 1953 and 54, and yet you only saved like 8 of his programs. What is this all about?
I don't know, but radio rarities are what we're all about. In addition to more mainstream shows like Suspense and CBS Radio Mystery Theater, which are great and plentiful, it's great to have these rare ones that many people have never heard before or even heard of.
You know, I wasn't even really aware of the... Cloud Nine show until I was looking up for this particular series here, this evening here. So this did make it kind of interesting.
Yeah, it reminds me of I think it was The Temptations. I'm doing fine on Cloud Nine.
Actually, a fun thing about that show, it actually comes to us from good old Woodlum Radio, Dale, way back in the day. And they picked it up and put it on. And they were in the Wrigley Building. Yeah, I wonder who their sponsor might have been, but it never got picked up nationally.
Hmm. Oh, well. Nothing good comes out of Wrigley Field, it seems. Sorry, Chicago. I hope we didn't lose our Chicago listeners.
Actually, you know, the two main hubs when radio was really kicking off was New York and Chicago. That was where a big predominance of our Arch Obler came out of Chicago. So a lot of things came out of Chicago as well, as you know, Grand Central Station. Well, no, Grand Central Station was Hyman Brown. So he was a New Yorker through and through, even in the CBS Radio Mystery Theater days, which is why we had extra special guests in there. They were people from Broadway.
Ooh, and extra special guests are what we're working for in the future.
Yes,
hopefully
we'll
have some. Hopefully we'll have something to report soon. I'm working on a few things here, folks. But it's just me and Dave for tonight. And Fogsbane joins us in the chat. Hi. And good old Bob, of course. Greetings and gesticulations. Are you gesticulating at me? Hope you got more than one finger up. Yeah, that's right. Hope you got more than one finger up. Anyway.
I know my hands are kind of poor.
Yep, and home of the Heart Attack Pizza. Is that what's in Chicago? Heart Attack
Which
Pizza.
One?
I've heard of the Heart Attack Grill.
Heart Attack Pizza.
These hamburgers.
You know, that Chicago's so famous for the pizza. I've been to Chicago several times, but only once did I go to one of their restaurants to have one of their famous Chicago pizzas. And I will never do that again.
Why? Is it like a punch in the chest?
Their pizza is so different. We're used to medium crust. New York is a very thin crust. The thicker it gets, the way you move towards Chicago. It was literally like a pie. And all in the middle of this pie was all this sauce. So it was like, and I think that's what the Sicilian pizza pie is. It's more like a pie with with the pizza sauce is the middle filling there. No, it didn't agree with me. No.
They have one like that, Dave, locally. In fact, it's located in Parma. It's a pizza pie where it actually has a crust on top, but it's thick in the middle, and at least I haven't had one in maybe 5-10 years. I just checked. They're still there. But it was almost 2 inches thick with filling, and typically it would be sausage, green pepper, and onion, I think is the regular version of it.
Now, there was a place up here, I knew the owner, Mark and Philly's up here. They had a Sicilian pizza pie, but I never, ever ordered that after my bout in Chicago. So,
I would die for one of those. I believe it's called Antonio's, and you got to be careful because there's like 3 or 4 mini franchises named Antonio's out here. And they're,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, only 2 of them are related, you know what I mean, to each other. So they have different menu items, but there's one, I believe it's in Parmatown, that has the deep dish. Oh, it's so good. It's to die for. Back in the days when I was younger and I could eat like 4 or 5 pieces of pizza, I could only eat 2 of those because they were so thick and yummy.
Yes, I believe that one. I do.
I don't mean pizzas.
That.
I mean slices of. No, I can't.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I
knew you meant slices. Yeah.
I would have loved to, but it's not physically possible for me to do that. Sorry.
It'd been the big DLK show if you did that. Yeah.
big. I'd be like Ed Stinn, Chevrolet. There's a flashback for Clevelanders.
Oh yeah, now he didn't really have a sign off like thing, did he? He's just a big guy that took up most of the screen. Car salesman,
and a very good Chevrolet. Is that what it was? And he had a very good.
Oh, he did.
Good
he had a great voice.
Oh, what a set of pipes! Now,
yep.
C. Miller is the guy Chevrolet that would blow. He'd blow you a kiss. C. Miller Chevrolet.
Yeah, C. Miller Chevrolet would blow you a kiss and.
And it was
a guy
gross.
Was American.
He was like 1,000 years
of it.
Old. It was gross.
Yep,
he was like 1,000 years old. See the USA in a C. Miller Chevrolet. Mwah.
Mwah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the ghoul had him as a guest once. The ghoul had him as a guest once. He came out of a coffin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and blew everybody a kiss. It was great. That was... I was sick to the stomach for months.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That guy was born old.
Yeah, he didn't just get to be old. He was born old. But 3 radio programs and possibly time for extra features. I don't know. These are pretty lengthy shows, so this will be good. A lot of radio entertainment for you tonight.
Yep. Hey, if you want to go with one that's a little bit lighter to start off with, you really might want to look at that Cloud 9.
I'm doing fine. Let's go to Cloud 9 with a program entitled Man Visits Famous Radio Detectives.
Yeah, let me pull up just a little bit about that. It was produced in the Air Theater in the Wrigley Building for WBBM, longtime Chicago CBS affiliate. The only known episodes were broadcast in 1950 and apparently not picked up by network. WBBM had a power enough transmitters that with its Tuesday 9:30 p.m. time slot, show could have been heard just about anywhere in North America. Cloud 9, not unexpectedly from its name, is pure fantasy. The beginning and end of each episode has a ghostly supernatural feel to it, not unlike Mysterious Traveler or The Whistler. Our hero walks into a bar every week to wait for the mysterious host who will take him to Cloud 9. And so that's kind of what we have here. There's only 5 of these in existence, and we're giving one of them to you tonight.
All right. And do we have a episode number and or broadcast date?
We have an episode broadcast date of July 21st of 1950.
Ooh.
This is WBBM FM Chicago. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Cloud Nine.
I'm doing fine.
On Cloud
yeah.
Nine.
I figure everything you listen to is educational. You know what I mean? Another one?
Yeah, I guess so, Lou.
Fundamental. Yeah, Eddie, take a break. You know, a guy can always learn just by listening. That's why when a fella comes in and says, Mr. Harrington, you know what's wrong with the world? I listen. You can always learn.
Yeah.
Say, mind if I turn on the radio?
Go ahead.
I figured you was here. That's why I come after you.
Joe, you ain't gonna live that long.
Put down that heater.
Don't
a radio bother you?
Well, what show is it?
I don't know. It sounds like a thriller, though.
Yeah.
I like them, yeah.
Some of them.
Oh, only thing I listen to. I just keep twisting a dial till I hear pistol shots.
Can't miss that way, can you?
Of course, sometimes I don't understand a story, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, the phone. I better turn this thing off. Yeah, I'll get the phone. Watch the place for me, will you? I'll be right back.
Sure, Lou.
Quiet seems good, doesn't it?
Hmm? Oh, I didn't see anyone sitting there.
Really? I've been here for some time, friend.
Hey, wait a second.
About time you recognize me. Ready for another trip to Cloud Nine?
Ready? I'm always ready.
Come along.
Express Cloud Nine going up.
To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Here's a taste treat you can enjoy indoors, outdoors, at work, or at play. The cool, long-lasting mint flavor refreshes you. The smooth, steady chewing helps keep you fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Next stop, Cloud Nine. Here you are, mate, Cloud Nine. Well, friend, you look pleased to be aboard Cloud Nine again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am. It's so peaceful and wonderful. No noise, just easy, floating peace.
Yes, Cloud Nine has a lot to offer.
Oh, it's my favorite mode of traveling. You meet such interesting people.
Yes, come to think of it, you do. It's one of our advantages, you know.
Say, tell me, is there any place in the world that Cloud Nine can't go?
Oh, there probably is, although I can't think of it. By the way, would you care to take part in a little experiment tonight?
Sure.
All right. North, south, east, and west, Davy.
North, south, east, and west.
Full wind, Davy.
South, east, and west?
Yes. The place we're going can't be located by longitude and latitude.
I don't understand.
Tonight, I should like to have you meet a group of gentlemen in a rather exclusive organization.
What?
No, almost there. Excuse me, I've got to bring her in. Half wind, Davy.
Half wind.
Prepare to cast. Cast and hold. Easy, baby, settle on an easy, steady, easy, easy.
Where are we? A very unusual place.
Yeah, it looks like the middle of a city, but everything's in shadow.
Except that large building over there.
Mm.
Come along.
Yeah, it's funny. This looks real, and yet it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Something special about that building?
Remember? I told you tonight you'd meet a rather exclusive organization. That's their headquarters.
I don't get it.
You'll understand in a moment. Oh, careful, watch your step. Rather dark here.
Yeah. The only lights are coming from the windows of this building.
Very busy place. Here we are. Let me open that door for you.
Oh, thanks. Hey, what is this? An office building?
You might say that. Look at the names on the doors.
Philip Marlowe?
Hmm?
Nick Charles, the thin man. Johnny Dollar. Hey, what goes on here? You mean all those guys are here?
Their names are on the office doors.
Sam Spade and... Look over there on that one.
Mm-hmm.
It says Sherlock.
Oh, hello there, old fellow. Just the chap I wanted to see.
Trouble?
Oh, yes. Nasty little business on Baker Street. Thought you might help.
Oh, excuse me. This is a friend of mine. Friend, this is Mr. Holmes.
Oh, well, how are you, Mr. Holmes?
Oh, splendid, old boy. Good to meet you.
Oh.
Mind if I trot along with you to your office?
Oh, not at all.
Your office?
Oh, there are a few things about me I haven't explained. Later. Well, how have you been, Sherlock?
Oh, splendid, really. Picked up for another 26 weeks, you know.
Oh, good, good.
Yes, yes. Oh, just a moment. I want to stop in here for a moment. Don't mind, do you? Poor chap. Can't remember the blasted tune.
Pity.
Yes. Come to think of it, old boy, Watson left the papers concerning this Baker Street case on my desk. I'll fetch them.
Oh, fine. See you in the office.
Yes, it won't take a moment.
Say, tell me, is he really Sherlock Holmes?
Of course.
But then all these names on the doors...
They're all radio detectives. I'm sure you've heard of them. Oh, here's my office.
All these names, you seem to know them. What goes?
Well, to put it simply, friend... It may seem immodest, but I taught them quite a lot about the business. That is, I am the most private of private eyes. Don't do it professionally anymore, however.
You are?
Most of them call on me for consultation, that sort of thing. Oh, excuse me. Hello? Yes, is he? Just got in. Oh, I think we can fix that. Now, don't worry about it. Yes. Goodbye. Oh, dear. That was that inner sanctum chap.
The one who laughs?
Normally, but he's very unhappy at the moment. Some prankster oiled his squeaking door.
Say, this radio detective thing is quite a business, isn't it?
It has its problems.
Sorry to bother you, boy, but could you be good enough to come down to my office for a moment?
Well, of course, Sherlock. I'll come with you.
Yes, frightfully good of you.
Oh, friend, amuse yourself while I'm gone. I think there's an old Sam Spade script on my desk. Might like to look it over.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Huh. Let's see the script. I wonder if I could do this stuff. The opening scene, the Little Miss Muffet caper. I just finished hanging up the phone after saying Sam Spade, detective agency. Effie had gone out. And I settled back in my chair with a racing form, all set for a quiet afternoon, when she came in. She being a well-turned brunette wearing a sweater, which did considerably more for her than just make her itch. I was going to say hello as she stuck out her hand, but on second glance, I saw that those long, tapering, well-manicured fingers held a pearl handle 38 shape 38.
I was cordial and said cleverly, sit down.
No thanks, Mr. Spade.
Huh?
I have heard a lot about you, Mr. Spade, and I have no time to waste.
Now, honey, put that thing down. I'm not Sam Spade.
I do not believe you. I know you are.
And now, look, I just happen to be sitting here.
If anything happens to me, I want you to find me. I need protection.
Hey, look, baby, you've got me wrong.
Here.
$2 $50 bills.
I must go now.
Hey, wait a minute. What's your name?
I'll see the market.
What? Hey, wait a minute. Huh. How about that? Let's see that script. Her name, she said, was Aziza Muffet. And when she went out, she slammed the door. Sorry to bother you.
What is it, friend?
But the funniest thing, I don't know. Well, a gal came in. She's in trouble.
One thing, old fellow. In this business, one is never ruffled. I have remained calm through 78 murders, 60 kidnappings, and a score of other crimes. Pause, my dear fellow. Pause.
Well, did you ever hear of a gal by the name of Aziza Muffet?
Strange name.
By Jove. There's a musical comedy singer and dancer called Aziza. Yes, Aziza Muffet. Could be the same one, you know. She's Algerian or some sort of thing.
What did she look like?
Well, I don't know. She's a brunette, shapely, but kind of plain.
Oh, no, my boy. In a detective show, the girls are always ravishingly beautiful. Never, never plain. Now, if this is the Aziza of which I'm thinking, let me describe her.
By all means.
Thank you. First, her crowning attribute. Her sparkling, shimmering hair. Then, the graceful slope of her ravishing shoulders. And then, her,
oh, yes? I see what you mean.
Yes, and finally, you might say, the delicate suggestion of the manner in which she walks. And then, when she stops, when she stops.
Oh, it can't be the same one.
Come to think of it, gentlemen, Aziza is playing now at the Music Hall Theater. Why don't you two run along?
Well, yeah, let's go. How does it happen there's always a taxi whenever a detective wants it?
No, it's quite simple. Otherwise, it would slow up the plot. Oh, right over there, driver. Stage door. That's it. Here you are, driver.
You'll notice that every detective always has the right change. When paying a cab, you just hand the driver a bill and get out.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Just thought you'd like to know. Hmm. Here's the stage door.
Hello there. Could I help you, gentlemen?
Peter, you working as a stage doorman.
Oh, hello, my dear friend. Yes, yes, I am. Things are slow at the studio now, you know.
Well, meet a friend of mine. This is Mr. Lorry.
How are you?
Oh, yes, yes. It's nice to meet you, sir.
Is there a singer by the name of Aziza here?
Oh, yes. Aziza. Such a strange girl. She's coming on now. Why don't you stand here in the wings and watch her?
That's her. That's the girl.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I'll get my lovin' in the evening time when I'm with my baby. It's no fun with the sun around, but I get going when the sun goes down. And I meet my baby. That's when we kiss and kiss and kiss and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who needs scores? So I don't care. sun don't shine.
Find that girl.
To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, full-bodied, real mint flavor cools your mouth, moistens your throat, freshens your taste, and the chewing itself gives you a little lift, helps you keep going at your best. So for real chewing enjoyment that's refreshing and long-lasting, always keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will make every day more enjoyable.
More enjoyable than an onion. CW joining us here in the studio, and I don't know, CW, how much you heard, but this is a tremendous show, dropping all kinds of show names and actor references. It's great.
Radio detectives. I bet this girl, the girl on the show, I bet she cares that the sun don't shine right now, you know. When she was song she was singing, she didn't care the sun didn't shine. I bet she cares now.
Yeah. Are you with us, CW? We see you. Hold on. We'll just do this, turn her off, and turn her back on. Are you with us now? She'll be joining us shortly, I'm sure.
I'm sure she will be. I'm sure she will be. Now, well, see, you know, if you had the chance to go on to Cloud 9 and visit or become one of the great radio detectives, which radio detective would it be for you, Dale?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's a tough choice. You sprung this on me. If I were going to be a radio detective,
and we can actually talk about Candy Matson. You want to be Candy Matson?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Damn, it's a side of you I never knew.
Yeah. I didn't either, but I got swept up in the whole thing.
No, yeah, we can talk about that after the show. But, yeah, just because I'd have to think about that, too. I just kind of thought of the question. But, yeah, I'd have to think about that, too.
I would.
There's so many great radio detectives from the Sam Spade to the Johnny Dollar to Ellery Queen. There's so many of these great radio detectives.
I'd rather be Broadway.
Yeah, well, there you go. He was a detective of sorts, trying to figure things out, wasn't he?
Yeah. He seemed to be a little streetwise.
He was.
But, yeah. No, I'd like the Johnny Dollar character. I'm not the singing detective. That would be it. Singing, I don't do for a reason. Your benefit. Trust me, you're better off. I can't picture myself being Sherlock Holmes, which is why I wouldn't pick him. I don't know. There's just so many to choose from, too. And they're all cool in their own way. They're all cool in their own way.
They are.
Philip Marlowe, Sam Spade. Maybe Sam Shovel. I wouldn't mind being Sam Shovel.
Sam Shovel. Yeah, that was good old Lou Costello's program thing. That would have been a fun one.
Yep. Everyone has their own style. That's pretty cool, and the many people that have portrayed them have had their own style of cool as well.
When other people take over to them, it just doesn't work. You know. Would you call the saint a detective?
Of sorts.
All right.
In general, maybe kind of an adventurer in a way, but yeah, you could call him a detective type. Why not? I'll play along.
Yep.
Because I don't know no better. But
there she is!
In all her radiation glory. Yep.
Thank you much. CW here, once again traveling the highways and byways, asking that age-old question. What do you mean gas costs that much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going and they kind of got you, too. Like, did you want to walk? Well, no, that's why I'm here. Well.
Yes.
Never easy. Never easy for radio hosts, I'll tell you.
No. Because you have to, you know, I mean, you might be able to write that off as an expense on your Wi-Fi report, CW.
Yeah.
To area.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a fabulous idea. Yes, IRS. You know, I was...
Yep.
Yeah, that Wi-Fi that I was using that I didn't kind of sort of not own, you know?
You had to drive to get from location to location to get that, so, you know.
Yeah, so you got to write that off.
Write
off your gas. Got to write that off.
Yeah, for gas, you know. I mean, that's how the CEOs do it.
I remember when I had my DJ business, I kept records. Even though I didn't make, like, a whole ton of money that would raise a red flag to the government, I just figured if anybody's going to be busted, I'm the guy. I'm keeping records, man.
Yeah.
I get audited or something, but I, you know, pretty much under the radar for what they're looking for.
Oh, I'm so under the radar. They need a radar to find my radar.
Well, and when you're running a predominantly cash business, too, you know, that made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I gave cash discounts. Pay me a check, it costs this much. Pay me cash, it costs this much.
If you get my drift, that is exactly what restaurants should do, because they're always saying, well, we have to pay because you're giving a credit card. But if you pay us with cash, we won't charge you for the salt and pepper.
Yeah. Well, except that, you know, they make it sound like it's killing them, but it's like 3 cents to the dollar, you know, that cost them.
I know, because they get everything wholesale.
I finally found a gas station that's honest about it. They say, we charge you a nickel a gallon if you use your credit. You know, and I can live with that. Unlike, you know, I can look across the other way at one of our grocery store chain gas stations, and there's like a 30 cents difference. I said, hey, come on. You're not charging 30 cents a gallon.
Yep.
Yeah. The strangest thing happened on Thursday. Gas was at three something a gallon. The truck that comes in to fill up their underground tanks came in. And to quote Little Orphan Annie, leaping lizards, it went up 30 cents.
Leaping lizards. What kills me is, you know, they get a delivery, and like five times before the next delivery, it's going up and down, you know. It has nothing to do with the supply and demand or anything like that. It's, you know, somebody sneezed, so they raised the price, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Someone sneezed on the keyboard. Achoo! Oh, I didn't mean for it to go up 50 cents. And I got to sanitize the keyboard. I'll do that next week.
And it's stuck now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that happy note, we should probably play part Yum. Two. CW, I am sure you're going to love this. If you didn't catch all of part one, they dropped a lot of bombs of references to other radio programs with detectives.
Ooh.
And ghosts.
You say this is a dressing room?
Yes, it is. But she doesn't seem to be in here, does she?
Wonder what could have happened to her.
Perhaps she's murdered and hanging in a closet or something like that. Oh, no, she isn't. That's a pity. It would solve everything, wouldn't it?
How'd I get mixed up in this? I was just sitting there reading a Sam Spade script.
Oh, come in, come in. Most honorable professor.
Oh, come in.
Most humble servant of honorable professor. Wish to be of assistance in this baffling case. Can do?
Oh, it was good to see you, Chan. Meet a friend of mine.
I'm deeply honored to make the acquaintance of esteemed friends.
Happy to know you. What goes on here?
With me brought illustrious co-worker.
Yes, I thought I'd pop along with him, you know.
Well, good of you to come. It seems Aziza Muffet has disappeared.
Really? Planning to be away long? Where do we go from here? I wondered if there's a precedent. Yeah, I remember how I solved my most baffling case. Perhaps that would help.
Yeah, but how was that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. I went to a phone box, took a threepence from my pocket, and called the police.
Clever.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Not at all.
This Aziza have husband.
Well, let's ask Laurie. Knows practically everything.
This is the club where her former husband works, huh?
So they say. Oh, he must be the one. Oh, could we see you for a moment?
Sure, what do you want?
You're Tommy Muffet.
Yeah?
The husband of Aziza Muffet?
I used to be. I don't know anything about her. Excuse me, it's time for my number.
Come back after your song, will you?
Sure. Be glad to.
Every star in the midnight sky, count every rose, every firefly. You'll never know how much I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree, count every wave on a stormy sea, count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the time I have cried.
See, there he goes backstage. I'm going after him. What's he running away for? Hey, Tommy. Hey, Tommy, wait a minute. Hey, that's funny. Must have gone in this door. It's locked. Well, I have to break it in. Here we go.
Oh, come in, friend.
What?
Oh, pull up a chair, old boy. Three cards, please.
Three cards.
Of course.
Chan?
Most humble servant will take one card.
I think, my friend, I will stand.
Hey, friend, I want to talk to you.
Oh, go right ahead. There you are, Holmes.
Chan. The guy ran away. I thought he ran in here.
Permit me to open?
Mm-hmm. I'll stay.
I was chasing him, and I...
So, Chan?
Most humble servant raises two.
Let's hear, boy. I'll call.
Beg to show you full house.
Aces. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Thank you.
Hey, look, you guys got to help me. Now, what do I do?
What do you do?
The girl's in trouble. She disappeared.
Charlie Chan would be happy to help, but must return to lot for retakes on latest picture.
Yes, sir. Love to assist, old chap, but it's almost time for tea, you know?
Well, you might look in her apartment. All good detectives do that.
Oh, well, where is it?
For convenience, it's just upstairs on the 8th floor.
Oh, thanks, I will. Up, 8, please. Thanks. Now, let's see. Aziza Muffet.
Oh, hello. I thought you would never get here.
Well, you... What?
Do not stand there. Come in.
What goes on around here? Aren't you in danger?
Danger? Come sit down. Sit here. And I shall get you something.
Okay.
You look at me strangely. I shall be back in a second.
Oh, miss.
Yes?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking of something a friend of mine said.
Oh, with water?
Yeah. Thanks. You know, I don't get this.
Silly boy. Don't you listen to detective shows? There is always a scene with the handsome detective and the girl.
Yeah. You know, this business is getting more appealing every minute.
Really?
Yeah, I think I kind of like this. Come here, baby. Oh, what a racket this guy Spade has got.
The drink all right?
Yeah, fine.
Of course. On the radio, it would have sleeping powder in it, would it not?
Who cares, baby? Who cares?
I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was so. Be mad to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, see your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your out of your eyes. I'm one, and I know
around.
Aces, thank you, gentlemen, very much. Thank you.
It can't be located by latitude or longitude.
Going around and around.
Poor chap. Can't remember the blasted tune.
Oh, friend, you can open your eyes now. You're back on Cloud Nine.
Cloud Nine? Where's Cloud Nine?
Right here, friend. Look around.
Yeah, but what happened to all those people?
What people?
Well, all those detectives. Holmes and Charlie Chan and the girl.
Who?
Oh, now, I suppose you're going to say the usual thing. It didn't happen, huh?
Happen? That's a curious word. Oh, time's up for now.
You know, I could have sworn I saw Charlie.
That's Cloud Nine.
Just twist the dial till I hear pistol shots. How can you go wrong? Huh? another one?
Yeah. Well, okay, Lou.
Yeah. Boy, I'd sure like to be one of those guys.
Huh?
Yeah, detective, you know. Yeah, the gals they meet. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, look at that gal over there. Yeah. Could she be a detective story heroine, huh?
Yeah, well, which one?
The gal just leaving.
Oh, a miss.
Remember, friends, to make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's lots of cooling, real mint flavor in every stick. And chewing Wrigley Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert. You feel better, work better, get more fun out of doing things. So indoors, outdoors, wherever you go, keep some healthful, refreshing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum handy. To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Cloud Nine is brought to you by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Original music was composed by Frank Smith, who also conducted the orchestra. In the dramatic cast, you heard the voices of Hal Stark, Russ Reed, Arthur Peterson, and Larry Alexander. Songs were by Elaine Rogers and Lon Saxon. Sound by Eddie Beutel, engineering by Bob Meyer. Cloud Nine is written and produced by Charles Romine and Ski Wolf. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's journey on Cloud Nine and that you're enjoying Wrigley Spearmint Gum every day.
Every day.
This program has come to you from Chicago.
And Cloud
Nine.
This
is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That was great, Dave. That was a good program to bring to the show tonight.
Fun show. And yet, we can still learn something from it, I do believe.
What? There's something to be learned?
Uh-oh.
You're in for it. Erie House Radio proudly presents a Garless Moral of the Story.
It's apologies to Gar. It's always best to just be yourself, unless you can be a radio detective. That's it. Yeah, it wasn't until it wasn't until this afternoon that we knew Gar wasn't going to be here, so I had to come up with some stuff as we go along. So sorry about that. Yeah. As best as I got.
Yep, and that
but
was the best sound.
That was incredibly hilarious. I loved it. That was what year was this show again, please?
1950.
1950.
Yep. Okay. Whoever people remember Neil Simon's Murder by Death and
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Yep. Yes.
This is the radio version of both of those.
Yep. It is.
Yeah, it is. Now that you mention it, yeah.
I love this. I mean, someone absolutely insane, maniacal, and whimsical, you know, all kind of people came up with this script. Wonderful.
And this was just done locally in Chicago. Not that Chicago didn't have a market, but never, they were part of the CBS network, but it never hit the whole network. It's just so odd that a show that is this well done at a time that, that radio was looking to combat television, is takeover, that they didn't snatch onto this and spread it nationwide.
Yep. A blown opportunity, if you ask us.
I mean, this is a total, it's a fabulous parody. I mean, what is it, the other movie I'm thinking of, Scary Movie, where they do a takeoff of all things.
Yeah, they spoof every horror film possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you heard it, but at our midpoint, CW, I asked if you could be a radio detective, which one would you want to be? And after thinking about for the second half, I would want to be the radio detective that didn't get a concussion every week.
Oh, no, not that one. No, I know. Well, first of all, I can tell you who I wouldn't want to be. Like the show. And I love the actor who did it. No, I would not want to be Frank Sinatra's Rocky Fortune. No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he took his lumps.
He got a share of concussions. Yes, he did.
Yep. And I told Dave I wanted to be Candy Matson.
Yeah, that's what Dale told me.
Yeah.
You wanted to be – who was that?
And he wanted to be Candy Matson. Detective.
Candy Matson.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I would love, I guess, you know, since there weren't that many female detectives out there in Radio Land, I would want to be the lovely Margot Lane.
There you go. There were some, though.
Dale,
in fact, I
hate to tell you this. I hate to tell you this, Dale, but you may have the hair for it, but you don't have the legs for Candy Matson.
Aw. Try waxing. Try waxing.
As a friend, I had to tell you that, Dale. You know,
you haven't seen me in a while. Now have you?
No, I haven't. Does the name Dale take a different connotation now? What?
Oh my gosh!
That was below the belt, you know. When I was adopted, they changed my first name to
Dale.
Oh, my God. Okay, I had a hang-up. What else are you going to take from me, you know? I was walking around like Jerry Lewis. Oh, don't touch me. I'll help. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I have to relive that tragedy now. Thanks, Dave.
That's what I go into Jerry Lewis every time I walk to Lowe's trying to find something.
Oh, yeah.
No, I start grunting like Tim the Toon Man Taylor.
There you go.
Oh, my
goodness. No, if you remember, folks, way back a long time ago, we did a show. It was Lady Dicks. It was all Lady Detectives.
Yes.
I beg your pardon? Excuse me?
That was the name of the show, Lady Dicks.
Yeah, I named it. Yeah, I named it.
You would think it would be me, but that was Dave that time, yes. I would normally be accused of coming up with that, you know.
I admit that was me.
Lady Detective, what?
Am I sitting down? I can't decide if I'm sitting down.
our work here is done. Good night, folks.
That's it. Game over, man. Game over.
We're here to creep people out. I think we're done.
All right.
No,
time for tomorrow. Lots of radio, yes.
All right.
A whole lot of radio. Well, shall we go down in the southern part of the Dark Continent?
We could do that because it's interesting because Fogg's Bane was talking about that in the chat line, and what he was referring to was the show that George Sanders hosted, High Adventure, was kind of considered Mutual Radio's escape. And they even had the High Adventure Orchestra. But that's not the show we have. We have the South Africa show. And South Africa, show ran from basically about 1969 until the early probably, I've one here that's dated from 93. It's dated 1993, so you know it ran at least in different variations for quite a while down in South Africa.
Awesome. And
wow, very nice.
Yeah, and their shows were either really, really good or really kind of... Yeah.
A yawner. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this one...
Yep. But then we have one for tonight as we're in the clouds.
Yes, we are with Cloud Curtain. That's the title of our High Adventure. Originally broadcast
in June 13th of 1980 and one.
Breezy in here.
Adventure. In tonight's story, we present Cloud Curtain.
Tell Ralph to hurry up. I don't like the look of those clouds.
Well, he says to fetch him in the valley.
Well, that's nonsense. Let's get his hang glider in the trailer
It's too late. He's on his way down to the valley already.
Well, what's the matter with him? Why can't he listen?
Are you two having a private flight, or can anyone join in?
Alice says Ralph's flying down to the valley.
Yeah, that's right. Come over to the crest and you can see him.
Well, I told him the air's becoming very turbulent.
Oh, don't be such an old woman, Joe.
But listen to me. The air's becoming gusty, and Ralph isn't an experienced...
Look, there he is. Everything's fine.
Uh-huh. Well, one of our famous high-felt storms is on the way. Just look at those clouds. And you can see the weather closing in at the west end of the valley. I don't have to tell you how dangerous it can be.
Oh, come off it. Ralph will have landed in a couple of minutes. There's nothing to worry about.
I told him we weren't going to fly anymore today. And I've had a great deal more experience at this sort of thing than any of you.
Don't start lecturing us, please. It's very sweet of you to be our mother hen, but...
Wait!
Really...
Something...
What?
Something's wrong.
What?
Ralph... He looks as though he's in some sort of trouble. Look!
Yes, you're right. He's losing control of the glider. A sharp gust of wind nearly turned him upside down there. Did you see that?
He's very far above the ground.
Well, maybe not, but he's high enough to be... Oh, no, look! He's dropping like a stone.
He's going to hit the ground.
Come on, get back to the car.
Right.
Well, don't stand there gawking. Move! Come on.
Okay. Come in. He disappeared into the tall grass, and the glider went over and over.
I wish people would listen to good advice.
Oh, look, he's come down close to the road, thank goodness.
Well, it's going to take us a few minutes to get down to the valley. Come on, hurry up, you
two. We're going as fast as we can. Do you think he's hurt?
We'll know the answer to that when we get to him. Here's the car. Come on, get aboard.
Okay.
That's it.
Gosh, those clouds look ugly.
You're telling me. And that's hail heading this way.
Hail? Well, how do you know?
Because I've lived in the Transvaal for years. Believe me, there's hail coming. Those clouds are an ice storm.
Time for fixing corral, hacking pinyon pine, and a time for bringing in the horses off a winter feed down Mesa country. Maybe it's your kind of country. If so, Paul Revere is your kind of cigarette. Rich in flavor, big on taste. The pride of tobaccos. Paul Revere.
Die bedrywige, veeleisende lewe wat jy lei, verg baie van jou maag. Sprankelende, verfrissende Eno aktiewe vrugtesout begin dadelik oortollige maagsuur neutraliseer om jou maag na sy normale toestand te herstel. Eno,
right.
Lus in die lewe. Eno, aktiewe vrugtesout, gewone of verfrissende suurlemoen, noodhulp vir maag.
When you're so bone weary, you could cry. An ache so bad, you think you're gonna die. Rest assured, man. Rest assured, man, will really set you free.
Yeah. Rest Assured Beds. Comfort, support, pamper, and relax your whole body in more comfort than you've ever known before.
Rest Assured Beds. Comfort that sets you free.
Ain't it nice? I bought it with my slice.
Come on into the MBS and get your slice.
I got it in a try. It's easy with your slice.
My slice, they treat you very nice.
Come on into the MBS and get your slice.
It cost a pretty price, but I got it with my slice.
Come on into the MBS and get your slice.
Somewhere around here.
It's hard to be sure just where he is in this tall grass and bush.
Yes, but I think he's near those trees ahead to the left.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Well, I'll stop the car near the next curve in the road.
You know, it's strange. The sky's getting dark and it's only 4 p.m.
And an old-timer in Pretoria told me about a hailstorm they had about 30 years ago with stones the size of tennis balls.
Oh, come on, Gerald, you're trying to scare us to death.
Really? This part of the world gets some of the most vicious lightning and hail anywhere. I'm not trying to frighten you. I just want you to be prepared.
Yeah, I can't get over the way it's getting dark. It's like a giant black curtain being just drawn across the sky.
It's pitch black in the west, and over there in the east, the sky's just cloudless. It's weird.
Yes, and dangerous. Now, we've got to get Ralph undercover. Come on.
Are you sure you're not exaggerating about that hail?
Sometimes the hail's only the size of small marbles. But I'd say those clouds coming at us have got more of a punch than usual. You know, a few years ago I saw cattle which had been caught in the open during a severe hailstorm, and they were beaten to death.
Good grief.
And the lightning's no joke either. I don't want us to be standing out in the open veldt when the storm breaks.
Oh, look, there's an opening in the bush over there.
Huh? Yes, you're right. Now, come on, this way. Follow me. And hurry.
Oh, everything's so still at the moment.
Yeah, well. Don't let that fool you.
Oh, the temperature's dropping. Can you feel it?
Mm. It was blazing hot earlier today, and now it feels like ice.
Yes, and that's precisely what it is.
Look, I can see a wing of the hang glider.
Where?
Over there, to the right.
Yes, I can see it.
Oh, Ralph, can you hear us?
Over here.
Oh, there he is. Are you all right?
Probably a matter of opinion.
Well, he sounds hale and hearty anyway.
Yeah, you know what he's like. He thinks everything's a joke.
Well, this little lot is far from a joke. He's lucky he wasn't killed.
I'm over this way.
Well, there he is.
Are you hurt?
Didn't manage a very good landing, I'm afraid.
But why are you lying down?
I do believe I've broken my leg.
Uh-huh. Let's take a look.
The word of advice.
Oh?
Keep away from those rocks over there. Well, I was waiting for you. I noticed a couple of scorpions are there in residence.
Scorpions?
Yes, I've heard tell that the baboons around here eat them. They break off the stings and they...
I'm afraid you're right. There's a bone broken here, all right.
All right, well, I'd take it easy. I already know there's a bone broken. My nervous system informed me.
Oh, that's nice. Now what are we going to do?
Well, it's a matter of urgency. We've got to get away from here.
I've never seen a sky like that before. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Alice,
mm-hmm.
Now listen.
You support him on the one side, and I'll support him on the other.
Okay.
Aren't you going to administer some first aid? On the other hand, let's get the blazes out of here.
Right, come on. I'll lift you. Oh, I want you to try and help with your good leg, okay?
All right.
Right, here we go. There we go. I'd carry you if you weren't such a heavyweight.
I'm not a heavyweight. It is you that's just a lightweight.
Lean on me, Ray.
All right, thanks.
Okay, there we go. I'll support you on the other side. Now, can you hop along, or is it too painful?
Hop? Are you kidding? All right, let's try. One, two, three, go.
All right, let's go.
This isn't much fun, is it?
Can you two manage?
How far is the car?
It's not far. We'll be there in a minute.
Wind. It's amazing.
That's right. But it'll all break loose in a minute. And when it does, I want us to be under cover.
Is the car going to be hail proof?
If it's light hail, there's no problem. But any really heavy stuff, and well, I don't know. There are no houses in the valley. We'll have to try and get out of here and
it's
make
weird,
up.
It's weird the way there isn't a breath of wind. And everything looks such a funny color in the half light.
Oh. How much? How much further to the car?
Don't worry, it's not far now.
Oh, good grief, did you see that?
I know, we saw it. Just keep moving.
The lightning hit the side of the hill and sort of streaked across the rocks.
Yes, but the car's just ahead. You go and open one of the back doors for us, will you?
Right. If it gets any darker, we'll have to drive with the headlamps on. I mean, at 4 on a summer's afternoon. I can hardly believe it.
As soon as we get Ralph in the car, we can get going. The sky is going to open any minute.
I hope it's just rain that comes down and not hail.
Oh, this leg, it's killing me.
Yeah. Now then.
Careful.
Let's ease you onto the back seat.
All right.
Careful now.
What a weight. Just look at the way those clouds are rolling. You know, it looks like washing turning in a machine.
Now just lie back on the seat, Ralph. You okay?
As I can be. Ooh. Fine. Thanks.
Good. Now then. Everybody into the car. That's it. Well, they do say that one of the safest places to be during lightning is inside a car.
Oh, why's that?
The car has rubber tires. It's insulation.
It's not foolproof.
What do you mean?
Some time ago, I read about a garage that was hit by lightning. Ooh. The petrol tank of a car parked and the building exploded.
Oh, charming.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The explosion was caused by a fire, which was caused by the lightning. Now, the garage was on fire. That's why the tank exploded.
Well, look, let's get going, shall we?
Right. Well, we'll be out of the valley in a few minutes.
Oh, I'll be happier when we're on the tarred road again. A heavy train is going to turn this track into a swamp.
What was that noise?
It was a hailstone. It bounced off the roof.
Sounded more like a baseball to me.
Oh, that was another one. The hail started.
The rear windscreen's just been bombed.
Right. We've just got to get under cover.
But there isn't any round here.
You can see what that hailstone did to the rear windscreen. When the full force of the hail starts coming down, we won't be able to see where we're going. It'll wreck the front windscreen as well.
Oh, no!
There goes the front windscreen.
Oh, no. Now, listen, there's a spanner in the cubbyhole. Please, pass it to me.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to knock a hole in the glass so I can see where I'm going. Now, hurry up.
All right.
The sounds of the hail, you won't need a spanner. The stones will do it for you.
No, it sounds more like bricks than hailstones.
Give me the spanner.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Just look at the size of that hail.
I've never seen anything like it in my life before. But apparently, years ago, they had a similar storm round here.
It's falling on the road like snowballs. Or ice balls, or whatever you want to call it. The whole car's vibrating.
You can't drive in this lot.
It's smashing out the glass on the front and rear windscreens. Oh, no. No, we're going to be killed.
Don't be stupid. We're not. Everybody move as far from the windscreens as possible.
The hail's getting into the car through the opening. Oh, no.
Cover your faces. Some of the splintering ice is like shrapnel.
I tell you, we're going to be killed.
We'll be all right, I tell you. Now, don't panic.
Oh, How long do you think the hail will last?
It should be over in 10 or 15 minutes. Maybe even sooner.
Yeah, and by that time it'll have smashed in the roof of the car.
Well, you're a proper pessimist, aren't you?
Yes, yes, rather.
I'd keep quiet if I were you. It's your fault we're in this predicament.
Oh. I assure you that I have got no control over the weather.
No, but if you had returned to the car instead of making that last flight,
hey,
would be okay.
Now listen, man, it isn't going to help matters by fighting.
Well, it's his fault.
All right, I'm sorry.
Fuck you. You're never sorry about anything.
What are you complaining about? The one with the broken leg.
Yeah, and before long, we're all going to have our heads bashed in because of you.
We are not going to have our heads bashed in.
That tin can of yours can't stand the pounding forever. Just look at the bar.
Oh, just keep your face covered and stop squealing.
If you ask me, we're more likely to freeze to death. I believe how cold it's got.
You're probably feeling like that as a result of shock. Your injury. There's a blanket on the floor. Just wrap it round you, will you?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, don't argue, Ralph. Here, I'll help you with the blanket.
If this hail doesn't stop soon, it won't be just a blanket. It'll be his shroud.
Rothman's Extra Length, finest filter, and the best tobacco money can buy give true king-size flavor. That's why, all over the world, Rothman's King Size is offered with pride, accepted with pleasure. Rothman's King Size really satisfies.
Come in.
We're a family of six, and Aquafresh serves all our needs. My husband's particularly fussy about a toothpaste that really cleans his teeth, and Aquafresh serves his purpose. My two teenage girls like the blue gel in Aquafresh that keeps their breath fresh. And for the two little ones, fluoride is essential. Not one of the children has ever had a filling.
You can see why Arlene Traub and her family prefer Aquafresh.
Aquafresh, does it all in one. Mum.
Are you an Aquafresh mum?
Mum? They went there.
I like Aquafresh. Actually, you know, believe it or not, one thing my mother could do from home when we were growing up, because she was a stay-at-home mom, was she could do surveys on the phone back when it wasn't quite as when they weren't trying to sell you stuff, but it was the telephone survey of Western New York. And one of the products they got, they were asking you whether they were asking people whether they preferred the color green or the color blue. And the thing is, I came up almost 50-50. So when she would call and ask people their preferences, it would come up almost 50-50. The end result was they end up with Aqua, which is a blue-green. And that's how it became Aquafresh.
I'll be darned.
Oh.
And now you know.
Hey, your mom. Hey, Dave, your mom was a remote worker. All right. Way to go.
She was a remote worker because she didn't trust us at home alone, and she was right.
I am currently one of those, actually.
No, latchkey kid was I. No. Could get away with nothing.
They tried to latchkey me. They locked me out, but then I learned to pick the lock, so they just, you know, Brendan Baird it.
It's like my parents moved. They didn't tell me where they moved to.
That's right. Still waiting to find that out. Oh, poor Dave.
Where are you?
Yes. Where? Yeah, I like to be a remote worker too, but I'm going to have to get a bigger antenna to pull up the Wi-Fi. Once that's there, I'm working in my pajamas.
There you go.
Hello? Yeah. Hello, Acme, where Bugs Bunny is the best. How may we help you today?
Acme, probably a couple of anvils. A genuine roadrunner squisher.
Yeah, a couple of strap-on rockets.
We have a special on safes today. Buy two safes, get one coyote free.
There you go. One flattened coyote.
Yeah, but that was interesting. I believe in one of those commercials we were listening to Afrikaans, one of the languages spoken in South Africa.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded akin to a combination of Dutch, German, and Klingon.
Klingon, yes. Klingon. I'm sure they had that in mind when they created the language of getting the Klingon in there.
Yeah.
Klingon being
very
feel.
Guttural. Klingon is a very guttural language, as is German, yeah.
Yeah. Ach du lieben Hogan in the Kura.
Yeah, it's coarse when every word sounds like you're clearing your throat. You know, that's the sign of a guttural language.
Yes.
Yes. Case in point, Carl Reiner in Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. You want to be my little Hummermuckin Swallin?
Yeah.
And no, it's not something naughty. Get your minds out of the gutter, people. Hummermuckensfrauen is an archaic word. And I asked somebody who does speak German some time ago. It's an old-fashioned word for just a chambermaid. And again, get your mind out of the gutter. It's not that kind of maid. It's the person who...
You know, I didn't have it in the gutter until you mentioned chambermaid.
Yeah, that kind of got me going through.
Okay.
I kind of rubbed the engine,
I'm just going to put mute back on and just sit here and be quiet.
As we wrap up. Cloud 9, high adventure. Cloud curtain. I feel good, I do. Hey, wait a minute. This is part one again.
Wait.
We got two part ones. What's going on here?
Oh, we got two part ones?
There we go. Part two. All right. Hold my head out of my...
Stop at last. The hail stopped.
It stopped almost as suddenly as it began.
The road's covered in the stuff. Just look at it.
Don't just sit there. Start the car. Listen. The wind's beginning to rise.
Yes. The sky's still pitch black with cloud. I suppose the rain is next on the agenda.
Rain? Well, let's get out of here.
I've never seen so much hail in my life. It isn't going to be easy to get through it.
The car looks as though somebody's been over it with a sledgehammer. Well, we're moving, and that's all that matters.
Wind is getting stronger by the second.
Look back there. A sheet of rain. You see it?
It's sweeping into the valley.
Do you think there's going to be a cloud burst?
We're riding with lights on virtually in the middle of the summer's afternoon. I'd say it's a fair assumption that there's more than a drop or two of rain up there.
Here it comes. We'll be drenched. And the wind will blow it in here through the broken windows.
Why don't you try to cheer up?
Cheer up? Oh, sure. Can't you drive any faster, Gerald?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm doing my best. The car's sliding all over the place. This is a gravel track without any drainage.
Rain's getting thicker. We won't be able to see where we're going in a minute. We'll turn the road into a quagmire. We'll be stuck here.
Oh, but you're a real little ray of sunshine, huh?
Well, it's all your fault.
I can't see further than the front of the bonnet. We're going to have to stop.
This is ridiculous. We can't just sit here.
Well, I can't see ahead to drive, can I? I mean, the rain's coming down like a solid curtain.
How far is the main road?
It's a few kilometers. 3 or 4, I'd say.
Maybe one of us should try and get over there and try and find help.
There isn't going to be any traffic along the road in this weather.
Well, there might be a car or two.
Yeah, Alice is right.
Are you volunteering to go and find out?
Suppose it starts hailing again, huh?
No. I very much doubt that. We've had the hail. Now it's just going to rain.
It isn't just raining. It's going to be a flood. Now, listen, we can't spend the night sitting here. We'll die of exposure.
I imagine we'll survive. It's Ralph I'm worried about. Tell me, how's the leg feeling?
Rather unpleasant.
I can imagine it is. We don't have any splints, but let's see if I can make you as comfortable as possible under the circumstances. Well, listen, I'll climb into the back. Alice, the first aid box is under your seat. I want you to pass it to me.
Right, Rob. Now, what are you going to do?
You'll see. Just take it easy, will you?
Look at that rain, will you?
It's been pouring for over an hour.
We're sitting in the middle of a minor river. I mean, it's not going to be easy to get the car out, even when the rain does stop.
It'll be hours and hours before this road is passable again. And I mean hours after the rain stops.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, as soon as the rain lets up a bit, I'll make for the main road.
Well, why did you go right now?
Well, it's raining so hard, it'd be like trying to walk along under a waterfall.
Well, it's bound to ease off before much longer, surely.
I certainly hope so. So do I.
Well, you've got to try and get help before it's dark. I mean nighttime dark, not this...
Yeah, well, I'll just wait another half hour, and if the rain still hasn't stopped, I'll go anyway.
It'll take a four-wheel drive to get down the road to here.
If you ask me, we'll need a helicopter to get up.
I've never seen so much rain in my life. Makes you wonder where it's all coming from.
Isn't this rain ever going to stop? What's the time now?
It's nearly 5:45.
Well, hadn't you better get started? You said you were going to the main road for help.
Yeah, all right, I'll get started.
But it's raining so hard you can barely see your hand in front of your face out there.
Yes, but let's face it, it won't be any easier tonight.
You're right, it won't. And we've just got to get assistance for Ralph. What's the matter with him? Ralph?
Oh, goodness, he's unconscious.
Unconscious? But why is that? He was all right a moment ago.
Yeah, but he was in bad pain. Move aside. Let me take a look at him.
Oh, no. Is he dying?
Oh, do shut up, Felicia.
I think he's fainted from the pain.
But I don't get it. He was talking to us and then... Well, he didn't seem too bad.
Maybe. But unlike you, he wasn't trying to make us all edgy.
Are you going to start picking on me
now? For heaven's sake, nobody's picking on you.
But it's not my fault we're stuck here, is it?
Now, listen. I'm going to head for the main road on foot. Maybe the rain will stop while I'm on the way.
No, Gerald. Gerald, you can't just leave us here with Ralph. He may die.
If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to slap
you. Oh, just you dare. Just you
dare. Hey, now, will you cut that out? We've got enough trouble without fighting among ourselves. Now, I'm
going
to go...
You're not going anywhere. You could get lost out there in the rain.
As I recall, you were all for sending Gerald to the main road not long ago, no matter what.
What are we going to do if Ralph dies?
He isn't going to die. I'll be as quick as I can.
Oh, this is terrible.
Well, you aren't making things any easier,
listen,
are you?
I am cold and I'm wet.
Everything's going to be all right. Gerald will fetch help.
There is a deluge going on. You can't just stroll up the track to the main road as though you were taking a Sunday afternoon constitutional, can he? Oh, we know half the track has been washed away by now.
You get to the main road. It isn't that far away.
Oh, in this rain, it may as well be on the moon.
Oh, stop talking rubbish.
What's going on?
Oh, Ralph, you're back with us, are you?
Oh, did I pass out?
It seems so. Gerald's just gone to fetch help.
See the rain still coming down in buckets?
Hello. You want the lift?
Oh, thank heavens you came along.
Did your car break down?
Now, listen. I've left three of my friends in my car in the valley. And one of them's got a broken leg. Maybe internal injuries as well.
In the valley?
Yes, the car's stuck there. And the track's washed away in places. It took me nearly 2 hours to climb out of the valley. And I've been waiting here for nearly 20 minutes for a car to come along. When I saw your truck,
You say the track in the valley is washed away in places?
That's right. The incline leading up to the cutting, which leads out of the valley, is completely impassable. One side of the cutting has collapsed across the track.
Ooh. Possible to get into the valley from the north. The drainage around there is usually pretty good in bad weather. Although this lot is exceptionally bad.
Well, listen, let's get to the nearest police station and report the accident, can we?
The police have got their hands full at the moment. The hail and heavy rains
have... We've got to do something about the people I've left in the valley.
This truck of mine is a four-wheel drive vehicle, and I know the valley like the back of my hand. I'd say we would get your friends out from the north side.
Then let's go.
Right. You get hail in the valley?
You should see my car. It's been smashed. Front and rear windscreen's broken and the bodywork looks like a load of bricks was dropped on.
I was very lucky. My place missed the hail. I farm about 10 kilometers from here.
I see.
By the way, what were you doing in the valley?
Well, we'd been hang gliding.
Hang gliding?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, this morning it was a beautiful day. The storm came up so quickly.
You can say that again. And it looks like it intends to keep raining for hours here.
I must say, you certainly know your way around here.
I should do. I've lived in this area for 40 years.
All the same, driving along here at night and in the rain is like, feeling one's way through a coal mine.
The track's just ahead. We'll follow it southeast as best we can. We should eventually come across your car.
Hopefully, they'll see our headlights through the rain. My car's fitted with those emergency flashes. You know, a gadget that makes the head and tail lights wink on and off. If they switch it on, we'll be able to...
That's just what they're doing now. Over there to the right.
What?
You see the lights?
Yes, of course, that's them.
We'll be there in a jiffy.
They must have been wondering what happened to me. I've been gone for over 3.5 hours.
It couldn't have been easy climbing out of the valley in this weather.
It wasn't, believe me. I feel ruined.
Well, we're here now.
Oh, thank heavens it's you. I was beginning to think you'd got lost or something.
Well, let's get Ralph into the truck. Open the door for me.
There's something I've got to tell you.
About Ralph?
No, about Felicia.
Well, what about her?
Well, about half an hour ago, she left the car.
She what?
She said you must have got lost. She just panicked and ran off.
Which way did she go?
I'm not sure. That way, I think, down the track. In this darkness and rain, I lost sight of her in a couple of seconds.
Nice to see you back, Gerald.
How are you, Ralph?
I feel a lot better when the doctor gives me something to kill the pain. Otherwise, I'm fine.
I'll give you a hand to get him into the truck.
Good, thanks.
But what are we going to do about Felicia?
I don't know. We can't go looking for her now. Not in the night and the rain. It would be hopeless.
That's all my fault, as he said. I got us into this predicament.
This isn't the time to debate it. We've got to get you to a hospital.
If Felicia is left out all night in this weather, she'll probably die.
What do you suggest, Mike?
Then it would be like... Well, like looking for a needle in a haystack, as they say.
Are we just going to leave her in the valley?
No, a search can be organized at daylight. Other than that, I'm afraid there isn't anything anyone can do in this weather. She should have remained with you in the car, man. When she ran off into the night, she did a very foolish thing.
Introducing the Special Mild Cigarette from Rothmans. Rothmans King Size Special Mild. Extra special, extra mild. Enjoy the great taste of Rothmans King Size Special Mild.
You've worked hard all week. It's Sunday, time to rest. And you can't very well rest if you spend all the time in the kitchen. That's why Enterprise meat products are such a good idea for Sunday lunch. They're easy to prepare and made from only the choicest ingredients. So give your family Enterprise and make Sunday your day of rest too.
Enterprise meats. They're grandma good.
Being. I think it'll start again later.
Why are we following the track in this direction? We came into the valley from the other side.
I'm going out this way just in case that friend of yours is heading along here. The chances are that she stayed with the track, and she couldn't have got far in the half hour since she left the car.
But she had a torch with her. The batteries were almost flat. I did warn her.
I don't see any torchlight.
The batteries are probably conked out.
It took me 2 hours to climb out of the valley, and I started in daylight. What's more, Felicia not only went off in the dark with a miserable little torch, but she headed in the wrong direction.
I'm going to turn off the track in a minute and make for the north. If we don't see her pretty soon,
look,
then I'm...
Look, there she is.
Where?
Straight ahead, in the light. Look, she's running towards us.
Oh, she's fallen. Come on, let's get to her.
Felicia, are you all right?
I think she's exhausted.
And at least we've found her. Good grief, this is trying to walk in quicksand.
Felicia?
Give me a hand to lift her, will you?
I'll carry her back to the truck. I've lifted heavier loads than this young lady. Up she comes.
I Headlights. Just take it easy. You're going to be all right. I got lost. I couldn't find the car again.
Everything's fine now. Don't worry.
I thought you weren't coming back. I thought you got lost.
Just don't talk. Try and relax.
Hello, Felicia. This is beginning to look like a hospital train, isn't it?
Yeah. Wrap my coat around her.
It started raining again.
Everyone aboard. Let's get out of here.
Here we are. Only a matter of 10 or 15 kilometers from civilization, and it feels as though we were stranded in the middle of nowhere.
The weather goes berserk. It reminds us just how fragile we are. Not so? And we need reminding sometimes.
High Adventure is produced by Henry Diffenthal.
And remember, Larry, this is the eerie house.
More
guttural, more guttural. It's about as guttural as I get as we wrap up. Adventure.
Yep, yep, yep. And perhaps there is something we can learn from all this mayhem.
Yeah, we'd learn it a lot quicker if I'd been ready. Ahem. Eerie House Radio proudly presents yet another Garless Moral of the Story.
Apologies to Gar. This whole adventure would have never been necessary if only they would have repeated the phrase, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Hey, it works for baseball game delay, rain delays. Exactly. Well, that was an umpire. That was an umpire, yeah.
Well, you got a Tarzan and a Godzilla today. You're doing pretty good. I think on the rating system, that's pretty high. That's up there.
That is pretty high, but everybody will be really happy when Gar returns with us, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And we have yet another tale and not a whole lot of time. Let's run right into the next one.
Yeah, another one of these rarities. It was from 19... notes on this, very few. 1953 and 54, and hosted by Pete Norrie. Even though we kind of heard Peter in the first, although it wasn't really Peter, featuring creepy organ riffs, Nightmare is sure to give you horrible dreams. There are a total of 8 of these episodes that have survived, even though they're from 1953 and 54. Shame on them. And this episode of Nightmare comes to us from November 19th of 1953.
Oh. Dark of night. From the shadows of the senses comes this, the fantasy of fear. Nightmare. Starring as your exciting guide to terror, Peter Lorre.
That was dope.
You know, the mind can play funny tricks. Some people do not think enough, and others think too much. The bonds of steel in a prisoner's cell are but weak when compared to the prison of the mind once its door has clanged shut, locking in fear. Steve was a brave man, and brave men shun fear. But then, Steve had never really been afraid. He'd faced many dangers, yet he had never faced the danger that lies within. So he found himself trapped in a living nightmare.
You are listening
to Peter Lorre telling you of The Purple Cloud, another transcribed story of Nightmare.
Now about this hard, rugged fellow, Steve Maxwell. A different kind of man from most of us. Muscular and bronzed by the sun. He was an unusual specimen of manhood. And yet, he became so weak and so afraid. In a way, it's rather difficult to understand, you know. He lived with nature, and so he should have understood it. But unfortunately for Steve, he came face to face with the one thing that can't be defeated with fists and brawn. If he had just... Well, but you find out for yourself. Maybe that you run into an old enemy of yours, huh? We shall see.
More coffee, Steve?
What, sweetheart?
Coffee.
I got time?
Well, it's only 5:02.
You like another cup? Mike's going to pick me up. You know him. Always 10 minutes early.
I'll put it on anyway. Maybe he'll be late for a change.
I don't know what's the matter with that guy.
What's this?
Mike, I never came across a guy like that. Always worrying. Always afraid something's going to go wrong.
Well, some people are like that.
Yeah, but not like him. 2-1, he turns up as soon as the coffee's ready.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I don't know. Something psychological, I guess. Like he's afraid to be late for something all the time. I can't figure the guy out.
Well, don't you get along with him, Steve?
Oh, I get along with him, all right. I like him. It's not that. Only the way he carries on. Like last week, I had to stop him from reporting 3 smokes where there weren't any fires.
Well, dear, you've got to understand. He hasn't been at this as long as you have. He's a 90-day watcher. And, well, you know how they all are. Anxious.
But how can a guy see smoke where there isn't any fire?
Haven't you ever made a mistake?
Okay, sweetheart, you win. I walked right into that one.
Coffee's hot.
Great. What are your plans?
For the day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I'd drive into the city and do some shopping.
Need any dough?
What woman couldn't always use a little extra?
Good question. Answer, none. How's Tim?
Oh, fine.
Look, on the way, stop and have Johnny look at the battery, will you? I think we're going to need a new one soon.
All right.
Which reminds me, same situation up the tower. I'll have to put a requisition through.
And dear, you better drink your coffee. It's getting on.
Oh, yeah. What'd I tell you?
Well, ask him to come in and have some.
He won't. Okay, Mike.
Come on, will you? We'll be late.
Be right with you. See what I mean?
Well, maybe he likes his work.
Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. See you tonight.
A steak all right for dinner?
Sounds great. Bye.
Now, is that any way to kiss your wife goodbye?
Pardon me.
Oh, much better. And don't be late tonight, darling. Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Same here. Okay, Mike. Be right out.
Thermos of coffee this morning.
Good. You interrupted my second.
Huh?
Nothing.
You got a cigarette, Steve?
Sure.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Only just watch what you do with that butt. You don't want to start a forest fire.
Huh?
I said, oh, forget it. Hey, watch it.
Sorry.
Say, what's the matter with you today? Nervous or something?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Just one of those days, I guess. You ever get that feeling, Steve?
What feeling?
Well, like something's going to go all wrong.
Don't know exactly what you mean.
Well, it's like a premonition, you know?
Premonition, huh? What you got a premonition about?
I don't know exactly. It's just a feeling. I know something will go wrong today, that's all. All wrong.
You've been listening to too many radio programs up the tower.
I'm telling you, Steve, something's going to happen today. I just got the feeling.
Okay, you got the feeling. We'll see. You know, they fly up in the sky. Boy, look at those babies go.
What's going on? What are they doing up there?
What are they doing up there? They're flying, boy, flying.
Oh.
Sabres, I think. Yeah, sabres.
What's this world coming to anyway? Why do people have to go so fast?
Look who's talking.
Hmm?
Nothing. Well, there's the tower. I guess Tony will be glad to see us getting here early.
Uh-huh.
That night watching is nowhere. I had it for a while a few years ago. Poor Tony, he sleeps in the daytime, his wife sleeps at night. Funny how the world is, huh? All mixed up. Open that coffee, will you?
Sure.
sign the log.
Want sugar?
Yeah. That's enough.
Hey, Steve.
Huh?
Is that a smoke over there?
Where?
Northeast, about 10 o'clock.
No, that's just Hayes Point.
You sure?
Yeah. Take it easy, will you? You'll know a smoke when you see one. Great sight, isn't it? See for miles and miles.
Uh-huh.
That's a village down there in the valley.
Where?
Right over that way. Here, take your glasses.
Oh, thanks.
You got it?
Yeah. Yeah, say, that's all right, huh? I never figured you'd see the village from here. Say, these are good glasses.
If that peak wasn't in the way southwest, you'd be able to see the city.
How far is that?
About 70 miles. More coffee?
Yeah.
On top of old Smokey, all covered with snow. Da-da-da-dee-dee. This is Saunders on T-44 calling T-5. Anybody home over there?
This is T-5, Maxwell. Maxwell and O'Leary at home. What's up, Saunders?
I'm just checking, Steve. On top of old Smokey, all covered with snow. I sound all right?
You sound great when you don't sing. Anyway, you got the wrong state for old Smokey. Any news?
Yeah, Matt reported a smoke last night over in the Pine Top area.
Pine Top? Real dry up there now. They get to it in time?
Clark took a gang up, found four guys in a camp barn. On top of that, they had a deer.
I hope they get the book.
Well, they don't get it, all right. Got them in the jock now. I figure old Judge Roberts will slap 250 apiece on them.
He ought to give it to them. They deserve it.
What's that?
Jets.
They left here on the tail end of the last sentence.
Hey, Saunders, what's all this jet stuff?
Now, that you, Mike? I don't know. A lot of them around the past half hour, though.
What's it all about?
Search me, fella. Maneuvers, I guess. You sound worried, Mike. What's the matter? Are they coming in too low?
No, it's not that.
He's got the jumps today. Worrywart type, you know. Listen, we better stop crowding up this air. Might need it for business. T-5, over and out.
T-5, this is Mr. Saunders of T-44 saying good day to you all and out. On top of old Smokey, all covered with snow.
Any coffee left there?
Uh-huh. I still can't figure out those jets.
Why do you have to? Listen, what's got into you today? Why are you so on edge?
I got a feeling, Steve.
Look.
I got a feeling something's going to happen, Steve. I know it.
Oh, knock off, will you?
You don't believe me, do you?
You're letting your imagination get the best of you. Take it easy. Mike.
Yeah?
What's the time?
10:20.
Look, when you type up the log today, I want you to...
Listen.
Huh?
Listen. What is it?
I don't know.
What was it, Steve?
Search me, Mike. Maybe thunder.
That wasn't any thunder.
It sounded like it.
It sounded more like an explosion to me.
Don't be crazy.
Don't help me. It sounded like an explosion.
You're drawing pictures in your head again. Take it easy, will you? If it was thunder...
You see any clouds out there?
Probably some... weather working up behind that range at the sun.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Look, if something's happened, we'll hear about it soon enough. Now, calm down. Hey, you notice something?
Hmm?
The silence.
Silence?
Or carrier noise. What's wrong with that radio?
Looks all right.
Switch over.
Yeah.
Flick it back and forth a few times. What's the matter?
Steve?
Let me take a look.
That smoke, sure as I'm standing here, that's a smoke.
Give me those glasses.
Here.
Yeah, that's smoke, all right.
What did I tell you?
Huh?
That explosion a little while ago.
Stop putting two and two together so fast, will you? You better get on the air.
Who is this again?
Listen, you better get on the air.
Steve, look.
What's the matter?
That smoke. It's up from behind that peak.
I can see that.
Directly to the city.
Yeah, but the city's 70 miles
away.
But
look at it, Steve. Look at it.
What are you talking about?
The shape.
Shape?
It's a mushroom, Steve.
Oh, cut it out, will you?
I'm telling you, look at it. It's getting bigger. Look at the shape it's taking.
Wait.
So help me, it's a mushroom. Look at it.
Does kind of look like a mushroom. Sort of.
Steve, you see? See, there does seem to be something in the air. Perhaps Steve sees it. And you know, he's a man of action. But I have the feeling that Steve doesn't know exactly what he's fighting. Yes, there is a cloud. It is a cloud. cloud that has settled over the mind. And so Steve is trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. Now, let's see, where were we? Oh, yes. Poor Steve. He has eyes to see with, and yet his vision seems impaired. Still, there are so many things that cannot be seen with the eye. Insignificant things like thoughts and fears. And when the eye of the mind becomes blurred, man may run great distances and do strange things. Like Steve. Well, let's find out about him. Have you ever had a really terrifying thought?
Look at the color.
What?
Look at the color. It's turning purple.
Just the light. It's not...
For Pete's sake, how much evidence do you need?
You're trying to tell me the city's been bombed?
It's right there for you to see.
Stop it, will you?
It's a mushroom cloud, purple.
It's almost a mushroom, not quite, just sort of.
Steve, I'm telling you...
Save it. It's a smoke, all right, and we better stop gabbing and get on the air. T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. Do you hear me?
Nothing.
What the devil's the matter with this set?
It wouldn't work before, Steve.
Wait a minute. Take a look at the battery lead, Mike.
It's all right.
You sure?
It's all right.
T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. Come in. Anybody?
No carrier.
Great. Maybe it's just a receiver circuit. I'll put the message out anyway. You get on the phone to the village.
Right. Hello. Hello.
T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. We report smoke southwest of us.
Operator, please.
Azimuth reading.
Hello.
260 degrees. Repeat.
Hello.
A big smoke southwest of T5. Azimuth reading 260 degrees.
Please, operator.
T5 over. Come in, somebody.
Operator.
Can't raise anybody. This is great. I don't even know we're going out.
The phone's dead.
What?
It's dead.
Are you kidding?
Try it yourself.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
I said it's dead.
Sure is. Now let's take a look at the lead in. Over this way.
Yeah.
All right, up to this point.
There's a break in it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Steve?
Listen.
Steve, look at that cloud.
Look at it. Look at it. We got to jump right into part two. We are running out of time quickly. We're going to wrap up the purple cloud from Nightmare.
Steve, look at the size of it.
It still could be just a fire.
That size?
I've seen them bigger.
That shape? That ought to convince you.
Listen, nothing convinces me until I've seen
it's
it.
It's right there for you to see, right in front of your eyes.
It's not exactly like a mushroom, Mike.
All right. Maybe they have a different type of bomb. Maybe it doesn't look exactly like ours after the explosion.
Explosion?
Yeah, you remember the We heard it.
We heard something.
Well, what else could it be for pizza?
All right. Maybe you're right. But let's wait it out a few minutes, huh? Anything I hate is putting two and two together and making five.
Well, it all makes four in my book. The explosion, the cloud, those jets. The sky is full of jets.
They wouldn't bomb us like this. Not in broad daylight like this.
You remember Pearl Harbor?
I was out there. Come on, let's try that radio again. T5 to all stations. T5 to all stations. Come in. Come in. T5 to all stations. Has there been an A-bomb raid? Has there been an A-bomb raid? No soap. It's dead at the door.
What do you expect?
Wait a minute. How can an explosion 70 miles away knock out a radio?
I don't know, but it did.
Baloney.
Maybe the radioactivity.
Huh?
The radioactivity. Maybe that has something to do with it. Gets in the way of radio transmission.
Where'd you hear that?
Why, I think I read an article about it somewhere.
You think?
The phone's out too, Steve.
Yeah.
Jets overhead, a purple cloud hanging off the city.
You're making five again.
Am I?
No life left in this.
Well, what do we do, Steve?
I don't know. We're not supposed to leave the tower.
In a case like this?
Yeah, we're not doing anybody much good, are we? No radio, no phone. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Jane. She said she's going into town today. Oh, no.
You sure she went?
I don't know what time she's going to leave. Give me those glasses. Oh, no.
See anything?
A lot of activity in the village. A lot of it.
What do you think, Steve?
Huh?
What are we going to do?
I got to see if she's all right. We're not accomplishing anything up here. Come on, Mike. We're going out.
Now he's your chance, Stevie. Now is your chance. This is your chance to use brawn and muscle. You can run like the wind, even faster than a cloud. Strength. It takes strength to fight this thing. Some hidden power is driving you on and on. And so you go. You run after this enemy, huh? Perhaps you will meet him face to face. Oh, yes. The poor fellow. He doesn't realize running does no good. So Steve is trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. You know, to some people, the only answer to a problem is action. They must do something, oh, anything. With them, even love cannot remain a passive thing. And so even love hurts them. And when they become afraid, they must take action. This sometimes provides a merry field day for fear. It's strange. Fear knows no boundaries. Except the edges of the mind, but then, that's home enough. I wonder if Steve knows that. I don't think so. Shall we find out?
Hurry up.
Okay, okay.
You first.
Steve?
Huh?
Look at that cloud. Look at it.
Don't stop and stare. Keep going, will you? Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll drive. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Quiet.
What is it?
Won't catch.
Turn the key on, huh? Turn the key, the key.
Oh.
You nervous or something?
Aren't you? If only she's home. If only she didn't go into the city.
I told you, Steve.
What?
I told you, didn't I? I said something was going to happen, didn't I?
Those dirty losses, they'll pay for this. I'll make them pay. We'll all make them pay.
Cigarette?
Yeah.
Hey, watch it. Watch it.
It's the devil.
We're going to hit.
No, we're not. The whole road's blocked.
What happened?
Avalanche. Looks like half the mountain slid.
That bomb probably did the shockwaves.
Uh-huh. Well, we can't get through this. Come on.
What are we going to do?
Walk down. What do you think?
Walk down? Through these woods?
What else? We can't sit here for the rest of our lives.
But suppose there's another avalanche. Suppose there's...
Will you stop worrying? Come on.
Steve.
Huh?
Take it easy, will you? I can't keep going.
We've got to.
I'm all in.
We can't stop now.
Just for a minute. 1 minute. Let me get my breath.
Listen.
I can't keep this up.
All right. Just for a minute.
Got a cigarette?
You'll do better without it.
But I'm telling
you... It's better if you don't smoke now. You can wait.
All right. You sure you know where we're going?
Yeah.
We're not lost, are we?
We're all right. Look, if you're too tired, I can go on ahead. Meet me in the...
No, I'd never find my way.
Okay, then you'll have to keep going. I got a wife down there in the village. If she's still there.
Okay. Come on.
First, I
There it is. There it is, Steve, the village.
Come on.
Wait. Wait for me, will you?
On this time of day. What happened?
What happened?
The radio went out. The phones, too, after we saw the bomb explode.
Bomb? What bomb?
Huh?
The A-bomb. What's the news, Jane? How much damage?
What? What are you two talking about? What bomb? Damage? Oh, you mean the avalanche. Well, it sure caused things to happen down here, but nobody was hurt.
Wait a minute. Don't you know? Don't you know we've been attacked? The city atom-bombed?
Steve, are you pulling my leg?
Pulling your leg?
The explosion, the radio going out, it all adds up. It must.
It's better. Turn on the radio. It's still working, sweetheart?
Well, of course it is. I don't understand all this.
Wait a minute.
The cloud, then there was the cloud.
Shut up.
While 200 Sabre jets roared overhead, the parade for General Riley was one of the most impressive the city has ever given a returning war hero. It lasted for 3 hours and was only marred by the waterfront fire in the Universal Oil Refinery, which sent a great pall of smoke rising over the city.
General
Riley. The fire was brought quickly under control.
Yes, dear, didn't you know?
General Riley
all the jet planes were out and everything. We saw them fly over.
Wait a minute.
Team gratitude that I proffer my thanks on this occasion. This parade will be long remembered by the people as one of the biggest parades in the city's history. Outside the city in the mountain village of Carver, an avalanche near Pine Top Range caused momentary panic, but luckily no lives were lost, although damage is heavy and more than 3 roads are blocked off.
Oh, no.
Oh, Steve, dear, what's this all about? I don't understand.
Jane, will you fix some coffee, please? I'll have a few words to say to Mike.
Well, I don't understand.
Please, dear.
All right. Just make yourself comfortable.
Steve?
You.
Now listen, Steve.
You worry wart.
Now don't look at me that way, Steve. Don't look at me that way.
Out of time is what makes me afraid. That was the great Peter Lorre. Tomorrow night, CBS Radio Mystery Theater. That's at 6:30 Eastern. With the smile. Yep.
The smile.
You'll be with us. You'll be with us tomorrow.
Here.
Awesome. And we hope you'll be here too on Erie House Radio.
Okay, I'll be here.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And you. We hear you loud and clearly. And pretty soon we're going to hear the late, great Vincent Price as he takes us on out of here and into who knows what kind of an after party. You'll have to go back into the archives and check it out.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
And her.
When next we meet in Frankenstone, don't come alone.
don't come without the goat.
Can you dig it?
Cover the door.
There we go. That worked out fairly well. I only slammed three fingers in the door. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
But, yeah, it was fun. That,
Are you still able to hear me, guys?
Yeah,
we can hear you. We can hear you fine. We're in here in the after party. Dave, I'll tell you what, that episode of Cloud Nine, that was some good stuff right there.
There are a few of those out there, about five to be a total. I'm sure we'll play another one down the road here.
I just like references and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it was a respectful nod to the genre.
Well, much like the Sean Connery film, what was that one?
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Good movie.
Yes, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, where it was a nod to all the great fiction divs and Invisible Man and all these people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nemo.
I did too. I kind of looking forward to seeing that again.
I have that in my collection. I do have that one. I think it's the only Sean Connery film I have in my DVD collection.
What? You don't have Indiana Jones and Holy Grail?
Oh, you know what? I don't have. But the wife has that.
Last Crusade. So, Last Crusade. That's it.
Yep. The Last Crusade, which wasn't his last crusade,
No.
Two more last crusades after that,
Well, it was not his last crusade.
Ah, it was the last crusade, though.
Yeah.
Didn't say who the bell tolled for.
Not me. Not yet. I'm looking at my watch every day, though.
Come on, blood pressure.
Yeah. I'm hoping I still have some blood pressure.
Yeah.
That's one thing you don't want to be a zero. Oh.
Yeah, it would just ruin your day if your blood pressure was zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would shorten it, too.
Yeah, we're talking, well, I don't know. Would that mean you're vampire, ghoul, zombie?
Well, yeah, if you got that going on, that's always a thing.
Yeah. You got to look on the bright side.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Side of your life.
Yes. While hanging on the cross, yeah, nice, very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yep.
I miss the Monty Python show. I have to have that.
Yeah, they don't have that. Although they do have their own YouTube channel.
Yeah,
that is helpful there.
Yes, it is.
They have a Monty Python channel?
Yes, yeah. They figure everyone else is making money off of their sketches. They might as well do it. So.
Yeah, you know. They might as well cash in.
They're just now figuring that out. Everybody's making money off of them. Why don't we make some money off of them?
Oh, never.
Did they get a sponsor? Sponsored by Spam. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I wonder how the Spam company felt about all of that.
Are you kidding? I'd probably up their sales, especially in the UK, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Maybe.
They already like it there. They're in
Monty Python's party. All right, everybody. Get the dead parrot and don't forget the spam.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I'm at my destination and I really must be away. So if, with your permission, I can do my last duty of the evening.
And at your suggestion, you may fire when ready.
Oh, Mr. Durante, we're waiting just for you.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
It's time to say good night.
Okay, say good night. Night to the girl.
What more to say but good night?
Well,
we've had a few laughs.
You're
the pickle.
It's time for
Toodles.
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 And do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night, folks. And good night.
And good night,
Calabash.
Calabash.
This
is Calabash already calling
it
a good night.
Good night, ladies. Enjoy.
Do you mind turning off the radio?